Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The historic Coolidge Corner Theater in Brookline is a cinematic gem and a throwback to the classic era of moviegoing. Now, after a decade of fundraising, designing, and construction, the Art Deco Movie House's major expansion is ready for its close-up. WBUR's Andrea Shea has more on what's new and what won't change at the beloved nonprofit cinema.
For decades, loyal cinephiles have lined up outside the Coolidge Corner Theater's box office window, which is tucked in an alley off Harvard Ave. 28-year-old Julie Campitelli knows the all-weather ritual well.
I know I've waited at least like in the rain a couple times. People just love the Coolidge so much that they don't mind queuing outside when it's cold or hot or raining.
How's it going? One for Dune.
But the tradition of ordering tickets at this glass window is coming to an end with the debut of the Coolidge's new expansion. Box office supervisor Ginny Hamlin is excited for the changes, but through the intercom also says she's nostalgic about the vintage booth.
I know it's been here for so long. I hope it is enshrined somehow.
Well, we're going to keep the window, absolutely. The ticket functioning will be gone, but it'll still be part of the Coolidge.
Catherine Tallman is the Coolidge's CEO and executive director.
I mean, the motivations for this expansion, which started as a vision 15 years ago or more, we need lobby space, we need better amenities for our customers, we need more screens and seats to accommodate the films we would have.
Filmgoers have returned in full force since the Coolidge reopened after its 14-month pandemic closure.
Any butter on that?
Yes, please. Lots if possible.
The quirky retro lobby fills up, especially on weekends.
It gets very crowded. And one thing that happens, as you know from being here, is people who want to buy concessions have to wait going up the stairs. So during Barbie and Oppenheimer, they were waiting all the way back to our offices, like three people thick.
Now, a second larger concessions area and a long indoor ticketing counter are in the Coolidge's spacious new lobby that's been built onto the historic building's backside.
So this is the new entrance.
The bright interior has floor-to-ceiling glass windows, digital menu screens, and a donor wall. Tallman says more than 1,000 people and institutions have given over $14 million to a campaign that ramped up during the pandemic.
At a time where you would think that people might be like, are you sure about this, given where everything is? Everybody was so excited.
Tallman is especially excited about the new education center upstairs. It will enable the theater to host more film seminars, classes, and parties. The 14,000-square-foot addition also boasts two state-of-the-art theaters. Movie House 5 has 149 seats and an immersive sound system. Tallman says the expansion's architects were inspired by films like The Wizard of Oz and 2001: A Space Odyssey. They also wanted to blend the Coolidge's past with its future.
I'll show you this because it's fun. This is the projection booth. Everything, of course, is digital now. These are servers.
Then we head into Movie House 6, which holds 54 people.
One thing you'll see all throughout is the handicap accessibility is just significantly better here because it's not an old building and it's all up to code. It has comfortable seats, and what you see on the screen is either going to be one of our curated feature films or a classic film.
It all equals more.
Adding two screens to the original building's four means programming director Mark Anastasio can bring in more first-run films. And he says audiences have been clamoring for the classics.
We've gone from offering, you know, an older movie on screen once or twice a week to every night of the week.
Anastasio adds people of all ages are flocking to see movies on old-school 35-millimeter film.
it's become cool. It's seeing a resurgence the way that like vinyl records have seen.
The 35 and 70 millimeter projectors in the Coolidge's historic building will, of course, keep humming. And something else that won't change, the 1950s pre-show reel that runs before every movie.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
We're keeping that. Let's all go to the lobby is staying on screen. I mean, it's a classic.
The two cinematic icons that influenced the expansion's design will light up the Coolidge's new movie houses at the first public screenings on Wednesday, March 27th. Fans can click their heels for The Wizard of Oz and encounter some seminal AI in 2001, A Space Odyssey.
Open the pod bay doors, Hal.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.